it sounds like you guys are having a gas. But when you hear good musicians playing fun stuff, it almost, you know, it's like, oh, that can't be good. They're having too much fun. You know, I don't know where that came from. It's like Beethoven had a lousy time all day. What's that?
You know, I'll never forget an experience I had. I was subbing with the Phoenix Symphony for a season. We were playing Pictures at an exhibition, and I was loving it. And I get this, hey, from behind me, and someone said, stop moving. It's distracting. That's one of the reasons I love Simply Three, because I can be myself. We can have fun. We can dance around if we want. I can do whatever it is that I want to do, and it's okay, and it's acceptable.
Well, you all had great teachers. Thomas Lanchester, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Catalin Rotaro.
Donwin Jung.
The level of playing and the level of virtuosity that's coming out of that school is astonishing. Olivia, when you guys start talking about what we're going to do, are there boundaries?
I don't think so. I think we're all pretty open to doing whatever anybody in the group wants to do. You just kind of don't go towards the classical route anymore.
Well, that's Rolling in the Deep.
Right.
Whose is that?
Adele.
Where do you get that arrangement?
We actually have to make all these arrangements ourselves, because there isn't really any music written for our instrumentation, violin, cello, and bass. We've spent days.
You ever just kind of jam on stuff and say, where are we going with this?
Yeah.
That's the funnest part.
That's so much fun. We love doing that.
Did you all have school music in grade school?
Great. I didn't until high school.
Okay.
Yeah.
I actually first saw the bass at Phoenix Symphony. They do like a petting zoo.
I knew that I wanted to play the cello in ninth grade.
You've done a series here in schools. I would think part of it has got to be, I know these kids, a lot of them, don't get a chance to connect with this music. So is that how the education piece got started?
Yeah, I think that's a big part of it, is just making sure that we give back to the community that we came from.
So, Olivia, you're not from here. You're in fundraising mode right now. You're trying to get some money together to go to your home state.
We're trying to do a tour through Utah and Idaho to do pretty much what we do here in schools.
So, Zach, will you be in residence there? Will you just be absent from Arizona for a period of time? How's it going to work?
If we reach our goal in our Kickstarter campaign, which ends July 18th, then we'll be able to spend 2 to 3 weeks in Utah and Idaho.
Is there a track here that you think, yeah, we got that spot on? Olivia, do you have one?
I'm really proud of Rolling in the Deep, I'd say.
That's because you got a big solo at the end.
Yeah.
Nick, you got a track here.
My favorite one is This Love, Maroon 5, one of my favorite bands. Yeah, I love that one.
My favorite song from our album is Chasing Cars. I just love what effects recording Tori Cole and Trevor Gipper did. The sound starts to carry over on top of itself, and there's overtones, and there's just this whole cool texture.
I'm so impressed. I'm tickled that you're taking these kinds of sounds to kids and saying, yeah, here's Mozart, but check this out. Kind of lighting some fires in there, because there's so many opportunities that we're missing right now, and you're picking up the slack. Thank you.
Oh, wow. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
So humbled.